This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, June 29, Grieving and Quenching the Spirit. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 4 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. The Bible includes warnings about grieving the Spirit and hindering His work. Ananias and Sapphira lied to the church and the Holy Spirit. They sold a piece of property, kept some of the money, and gave the rest to the church. That wasn't a bad thing, of course, but then they lied about their gift, saying they donated all of the money from the sale. They wanted people to be impressed by their generosity. But they couldn't get away with their deception. If we make a false commitment to God, pretending we're following the Spirit and even bragging about it, we fall into dangerous hypocrisy. Following our own selfish desires, we can quench or suppress the Spirit. We can dampen the Spirit's fire by not following the Spirit's leading. We can refuse to use the gifts of the Spirit when they are available. But if we do things like that, how can we expect to be faithful and useful to God? We can also grieve the Spirit by rebelling against God and doing as we please. We can be stubborn and mean-spirited. Instead of being kind and compassionate, we can act with bitterness and anger. We can be unwholesome and immoral. How can we protect ourselves from these destructive ways? We can ask the Holy Spirit to fill us and guide us each day so that we can live in step with Him. Then God can use us in wonderful ways. Pray with me. Protect us, Lord, from grieving and quenching your Spirit. Fill us and direct us to follow your will, not our own. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.